You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Avenue. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6. Elliot Shore Parks, me, Jordan, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas. Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Cam Jurgens.
Hugh's excited about 5:30 Creed.
Oh, is he? You going to sing with us this time? You know the words? We can get him the words.
He was saying Hobie now.
What? You going to sing?
Yeah.
He said he needs a hug.
Oh, I'll give you a hug.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That was weird.
What? All right. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Buzz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
That's my bad.
Definitely not with Buzz.
God. What a
freaking idiot.
What a just a miserable
what a power move, Buzz.
With Buzz.
Power move from Buzz. I like it.
Man, you're on TV two times.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to overtake the segment.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
He's already got a segment coming up at 5:30 with the fantasy leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now we got to do the top five, Buzz. Take it back, Chad.
Yeah. No, it's all good. All right. Okay. It's time to hand out some blame balls. It's all about accountability on this station. That's what we do. Hold this team to a high standard.
Yes, sir.
Number five, the fifth blame ball, A.J. Dillon.
For the rabbit.
For the positivity bunny.
Yeah.
Backfired.
Yeah.
The positivity bunny's not going to make it in the studio.
No, I can't. I was able to cancel my order, so I got my $80 back.
A lot of mocking. A lot of death threats towards bunnies.
Well, there's one guy who still appreciates him.
Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot.
Elliot thinks it's time to double down on the positive.
Honestly, we're leading the Jordan Mailata show with whether Jordan thinks the positivity bunny should stay because Elliot thinks it should stay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Psychopath.
Yep.
Fourth blame ball I'm giving to Jake Elliott.
Yeah, if he deserves it.
Make the kick. You're in the dome.
Yeah. Just do your part.
Make the kick, they win that football game. I mean, I know it's a lot of other things happen, but if he just makes that kick, it's a totally different game, and they win. They win. And it seems like once a week now he's missing a kick.
What? Five field goals missed and an extra point.
Yep.
And if
you're exactly what he did last year, by the way.
If you're Petullo Sirianni, not being sure of that guy has to change how you attack the offense. Once you get to the, other teams, once they're at the 38, they start thinking, all right, we got a field goal here. But
with Jake.
Yeah, not right now.
Nope. The third blame ball, love him. Show is named after him at 6 o'clock. But I'm giving a blame ball to Jordan. I mean,
wow, yeah.
Khalil Mack was in there all night, a couple holding penalties, and obviously the big one took 6 points off the board.
Yeah.
So it was not a good Mailata tonight. not a good Mailata night.
Yeah, I'm not. I think you're wrong. I don't think you should have given him the blame ball. I think
of course,
out of control for you.
Yeah.
But
didn't want to do it.
Jordan's perfect little angel and has never screwed up.
That's right.
Yep. That's right.
That's right. I assume he's going to be tough on himself tonight.
He always is.
Oh, definitely.
He always takes accountability.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
That's what you appreciate the most about him.
Yep.
Second blame ball goes to AJ. I mean, again, do the ball, catch the job. Like, do your job and catch the ball.
Yeah.
Could have won the game last night. For as ugly as it was, you've been complaining about not getting the ball, complaining. Make a play, and don't make business decisions.
Well, that's the one that bothered me. The drop is the drop. Play like the one in the end zone. You got to. We can say you got to catch it. He tried to catch it.
Yeah.
Like he just dropped
play.
It. It's the business decision that your captain.
Well, and it looked like that first play of the game. Like that looked like if you're given a little more effort, you catch that ball.
Yes.
It's been a lot of that this year with AJ. If he had a little more effort.
He's playing out the string. He's playing out the string for this season.
Now, I will say, he got some good blocking last night on the outside.
Oh, did he?
I think he sprung the big Saquon.
No, that was, it was, what's his name?
Cooper.
Well, Troy was saying something about AJ's blocking.
Oh, it was Cooper.
Yeah. Darius Cooper?
Yeah.
He's now built like a tight end?
Dude, it was a big block. He was celebrating it, too.
I keep thinking he's 2023 Julio. Same number.
Yeah.
Same size.
He is definitely 25 pounds heavier than he was in training camp.
100%. I thought he was a little slot receiver.
Yeah.
In training camp.
Yeah.
No, he's big. But the number one blame goes to Jalen. I think if you went back and rewatched it, it wasn't like a disaster.
Yeah, it didn't look as bad the second time around.
But still. The pick at the end of the game.
Well, you can't have two turnovers on one play.
That's a tough one to overcome. He threw it right to a 300-pound defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big one at the end of the game.
Then you can't have that one at the end of the game.
Nah, it was brutal. AJ won, you get excuse.
Whatever, yeah.
But,
yeah.
He
certainly deserves to be on there.
Yeah.
Neighbor Bill sent me the fantasy alert that Jalen got hit for -4 on that play. Because he... Because he had two turnovers. I was wondering if it would be called a second turnover, but when the other team gets possession and then
possession
loses
changes,
it.
Yep.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yep. And I guess the stat was his QBR would have been higher last night.
QB rating. Yeah.
Would have been higher if he just...
Yeah, threw the ball in the dirt.
Threw the ball in the dirt.
All night.
Yeah, that would have been a 39 quarterback rating. He had 31.
Yeah, that's the one you don't like to see.
No.
That's the one I've seen with Wentz like 4 times in 1 year.
Yeah.
Seen that stat before.
Yeah,
it felt like 2020 Carson last night.
Now, a 31 quarterback rating, can we, if I don't ever bring up this quarterback rating, can we not talk about the perfect quarterback rating game anymore?
Does it cancel it out?
All right, then I got to bring this one up. I was ready to make a deal.
Listen, we're going to need that perfect game for our defense this offseason.
You're going to need it in trade talks.
That's right.
This hour. Brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Window's big year-end sale. Save 40% off any window or door. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The bat signal was sent out. OG Wade is here. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG,
how are
not
you
good.
Doing?
It's not good, OG.
I'm good. I do believe my last conversation with you guys was that this team is waiting to be put out of their misery. Wasn't that my statement?
Oh, yeah, you switched
you
course.
You did say that. Yeah,
yeah. You did.
You said they were cooked.
Yeah, because I understand what camaraderie is, what chemistry is, and culture. When with A.J. Brown is like a dark cloud over the situation right now. That dude is dark, you know what I'm saying? And I almost to the point that Jalen doesn't even know when he can trust you. You know, you don't know when AJ is going to give you effort and when he's not. So, that being said, Jalen played not a terrible game, but a bad game. And I do blame him for us losing that game. But all in all, I've seen 7 points that AJ Brown dropped in the end zone. That was a dime. We could have used those 7 points. Jordan Mailata, who Spike is afraid to criticize.
I was kidding.
But I'm just saying, I'm kidding too. But he also, that touchdown there was called back. That's 14 points that could have went to winning that game, even with the four turnovers at that point. You know what I'm saying? We still able to – and Jalen obviously can't make that last one that ends the game, that causes you everything. That's unacceptable. But I hear you guys talking about what's going on, and what I want to say to this is that y'all been asking for Jalen to throw the ball over the middle, and I keep reiterating this comment. Jalen said, for a very long time, I've been told how it's supposed to look, how I'm supposed to play. You know, and when I did it that way, we did not win. But y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all still want him to do things that the man knows from his own self. He knows his deficiencies. He knows his strengths. So when he tries to play to his strengths, which is just to win the damn game, it's not good enough for y'all. Not even Jeffrey Lurie. He took himself out of the office and want to come down and showboat and disrespect Jalen by talking to AJ about their situation on the field, which you undermined your quarterback. Because I felt at that up until that point, Jalen had a certain way that to deal with AJ, and it was working. Ignore his dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? And just continue to win. But since then, old white boy or dark boy has had all these catches, and we ain't winning a damn thing. I want to know, how do all you Jalen A.J. Brown fans feel about one of your guys is getting his number, like Shady McCoy? You know, he want a pillow talk with A.J. about not getting the ball. Now he's getting it, and the team can't even get a damn win. Then you got this third from Mount Airy calling up, talking about Jalen should be replaced and everything. And I think y'all should be happy. Let's see what Tanner McKee can do. I think Jalen should go in the damn office tomorrow and request a trade, because y'all don't appreciate what the young kids can bring to this team. He's never had an experience. He needs a guy that knows what the hell they're doing. I mean, listen.
Kellen Moore wasn't experienced?
First of all, this quarterback, the same quarterback that went an entire calendar year without losing a game with the help of the rest of the team. Okay, so we know success of a quarterback play is in Jalen Hurts. The key is, do he need the offensive line around him? Yeah, and this is another thing that I keep hearing y'all say, that other quarterbacks can carry their team, Jalen can't, when things ain't perfect, right? Can somebody name me that quarterback?
No, because if we say it,
I know, my point is this. So far, every quarterback needs things to be right around them to win. The guys that you're talking about, like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, they haven't won. So you can't say that they put teams on their back.
Yes, you can. But no, you can you stop yelling for a second? Can you stop yelling for a second? There are a lot of players who have a Super Bowl who haven't been able to put the team on their back either. Like, let's not act like every quarterback that's won the Super Bowl is some sort of elite Hall of Famer, because it's not the case. So, and that's true. That's just a fact. But can I ask you I just want to ask you a reasonable question. So your comment about not throwing over the middle, he knows his limitations. I hear you. I understand it. The bigger question is, can you win with a quarterback who cannot throw the ball efficiently over the middle when you don't have a dominant run game and he won't run? That is the bigger question, not whether he should do it or not, because I agree with you. Like, I agree he's limited there. I never said he's got to do this, because my point was always, I don't think he's good at it. But the bigger question is can you succeed that way? And that is the question that I don't know the answer to. Like, I think it's tough. You know, when everything has to be perfect but him, that's a lot of things that have to be perfect. Do you understand that?
Yeah, let me help you understand it, because said you want the answer to that question.
Yeah, but
the answer to that question. Hold on. Let me finish. There is no quarterback in the NFL that throws over the middle consistently and wins. None, because you know why? Because defenses will shut that down. They'll tip the ball. Every time you throw over the middle, that's 6 or 7 players that can turn the ball over or give you a chance to turn it over. So by avoiding throwing over the middle and
Matt Stafford throws the ball over the middle. Can we move on and say that doesn't? Matt Stafford throws over the middle.
He does. He does. Yes. They won a Super Bowl, as many as Jalen, and they're the best team in the NFC. So, yes, they're winning. Yes, they're winning.
MVP of the damn Super Bowl. All right. So stop with the crap, all right?
You sound like an idiot.
Stop it.
You sound like an idiot.
That's what you sound like.
No, you sound like an idiot.
You
asked me for a player. You asked me for a player. You asked me for a player. Shh. Buzz, help me here. You asked me for a player, a quarterback, who throws the ball consistently over the middle and also wins. I said Matt Stafford, who has won a Super Bowl, currently has the best team in the NFC. I think that qualifies as winning. Right? He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, can we don't make a claim that something doesn't exist, and I tell you it exists, and you tell me that that doesn't count.
No, I didn't say it don't count.
Yes, you did.
Matthew Stafford. I think he's a great quarterback. I'm not down in Matthew Stafford.
Does he throw consistently over the middle?
Yes, he does.
Okay, does he win consistently? Does he win consistently?
Yes, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
That's what their offense is predicated to do. That's all.
All
right. That was productive.
Yeah.
I got to hang in there.
I think, like, the truth is that for everything that you can't do, it makes the field smaller.
Yeah.
And it limits the margin of error for everybody else. We have proven, the Philadelphia Eagles have proven, they can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
The question is can they win another one? Because the goal of this organization is to win championships.
Yep.
And the question that they are going to be faced with is what is more likely? Us able to build the infrastructure around Jalen to win another Super Bowl, or is it easier to find a different quarterback that has a different skill set? That's their question. I don't know what the answer is. They're both hard. Winning a Super Bowl is hard. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, and the thing with I agree, and that's why I think the Eagles, A, you don't do anything during the season that undermines Jalen as the starter of this team. Starting with benching him. You bench Jalen Hurts, you've just signaled that it's over for Jalen Hurts as the Eagles quarterback here. That is way too rush of a judgment to make in the middle of a season or after 1 year after he won the Super Bowl. You're going to need time to step away from this thing, completely evaluate the landscape of where quarterbacks are, what's available, and does it improve your chances of winning? As much as people want to see Tanner McKee out there, I think the offense would look different. He has a different set of skills. But here's the thing that isn't different. He's limited. He's limited.
He can't move.
That's why he's a six-round draft pick.
Yeah.
Right? So how strong his arm is, where the ball goes, what you have to do as an offense, there's going to be things he can't do or the next guy probably can't do as well from a physical standpoint out there on the field. And coaches have to coach around it. The one misnomer about quarterbacks in this league is that there are 10 great quarterbacks in this league. There isn't. There just isn't. There may be 5 or 6 of those type of quarterbacks that don't really have weaknesses to their game. Everyone else has to be coached around in some form or fashion. They just do. They have to be coached around. So, and we happen to have a quarterback in that position where there are shortcomings with his game. How can you continue to coach around his shortcomings and still win?
Yeah, that's easy. The question.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not easy to coach on any quarterback shortcomings, which is why it's hard to win a Super Bowl, which is why so many quarterbacks are great in the regular season, and then you get to the playoffs against the best teams.
Different styles of defense. Yeah,
and
all those things.
Then it gets more difficult. No one's saying it's easy. I think anyone who says that, like, this is some easy decision to move on from him, you have to have a solution in place that you feel better about moving forward. I do think it will be hard. It's hard to build any Super Bowl offense.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it is difficult to rebuild what they had around Jalen. Now, here's the good news. The good news is the offensive line is probably back next year, probably not as hurt.
Yeah, you have so much money tied up in him.
But maybe not Lane.
Maybe not.
There's no way Lane goes out like this.
I would hope not. Yeah.
Yeah, we asked Baldy a few weeks ago, and Baldy says, and Baldy's close to Lane. He says he doesn't think so.
Yeah.
And you have Saquon back. You know, now.
Yeah, the hope he bounces back.
Yep. Now, A.J. Devante, from a salary standpoint, and from A.J. the other stuff, if you have Jalen there, I don't think, I think there's like a 5% chance, maybe, and that might even be high, that both A.J. and Jalen are back next year.
I
think it is one or the other.
I can agree with you on that. There, unless A.J. does some sort of complete 180 on his feelings about playing in this offense and his frustrations at times, I don't see A.J. saying, I'm signing up to do this again next year.
No, I don't see the Eagles believing him that it's not going to be an issue during week four.
I don't even think he would hide it.
Yes, I agree with you there, too.
And tell him, like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
And from a salary standpoint, you just look around the league, and there's not a lot of teams that are successful and are also paying two wide receivers. If I were the Bengals, I would say to myself, look, we've had this great offense. We haven't had a good defense. We're paying these two wide receivers. Like, if Joe Burrow is as good as we think Joe Burrow is, do we need to be paying both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase?
I tell you what, Jalen Carter, I don't know if that deal is coming this offseason. Or if it is, it certainly isn't going to be as high as we once thought it was going
to
be.
Now, they don't have to pay him this offseason, right? Yeah.
Nope, they don't have to.
Does he have two more years left?
Yeah, essentially, once they pick up his fifth-year option. But, yeah, but you know the Eagles, if they see the value is more of a buyer's market, they may say, we can jump in here now.
Yeah.
We may save $40 million.
They trade him.
No. Oh. I mean, just sign him early now.
Yeah.
Yeah, without giving him the price tag that we thought it was going to be.
I also wonder.
Because most of us would have thought he would have been coming off an all-pro year.
And he's certainly not.
And he's not.
Which Jalen has a better chance of getting extended this offseason?
Carter or Hurts?
Yeah.
Or Phillips?
Yeah, rank the three.
Ah, that's a question. Somebody's going to steal that.
Yeah.
You know somebody's going to steal that.
I think Carter's the most likely.
Most likely, I agree.
Yeah.
Jalen Phillips, I mean, good 2 weeks.
Not a good game last night.
He was good last night. Yeah, he was good. It was disruptive.
He's not Lawrence Taylor like he was.
No. Those 2 weeks. Yes, yeah, those 2 weeks, we were like, look what we found.
It's like opening up the Christmas gift. Well, you're good with it for that first week or two, and then you're like, ah.
Yeah.
The other thing with Jalen Carter, I wonder if they would have the conversation. Now, football is different. The Sixers were able. Tyrese Maxey was eligible for his extension the year before he got it. And they told him, look, from a salary standpoint, it would be great for the team if you waited for next year. Now, football is different than basketball, given the, you know,
I still can't believe Maxey did that.
I can't believe it either. Yeah, I actually think personally I didn't give him enough credit for doing that.
Yeah, I still couldn't believe he did it. Now, credit to the Sixers. They didn't renege.
No.
They gave him the full max, so it was great business on their part.
Yeah, and it paid off, right? I mean, he's a great player, I think. I think they remember that he did that for the team.
Yeah.
And I think moving forward, I think he will be treated with that kind of respect moving forward.
He should. Absolutely. Yep.
I was always thought he was good, was always amazed that he was as good as he was. I never saw this coming.
Maxey's going to be a jersey in the rafters guy.
Yes, he's going to be an all-time Sixer.
I did not see that.
No.
Coming.
He's going to be all NBA this year. If he doesn't get hurt, he'll be all NBA.
I did not see that coming.
I was completely wrong. Never saw this coming from him.
Yep.
Yeah. Thought he was a six-man, you know, type of skill set.
Yep, like a little Energizer Bunny off the bench.
Nope.
Score 17, 18 a game.
No, now he's 30 every night.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Who the hell want to trade him for Damian Lillard?
Like Damian Lillard.
And Harden.
Listen, I was going to say, I wanted to trade. No, I didn't want for
Harden. You didn't want Harden.
But Lillard, I was definitely on board with.
Well, and that was coming off of Lillard's probably best year. 22-23 was Lillard's best year.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, it is the end of the regular season, not for the Eagles, but for the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, who got in?
We'll get a playoff preview. Yeah, we'll find out. That is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in an easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time for you to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, man, that's on me. There we go. Hold on. Hold on, Buzz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
No, Buzz, no.
What is this?
And will it let me say, let me say.
Who does he think he is?
I know.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
What a bad guy.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Why? With Ike, Spike, and Fitz.
Why did he try to jump in on
I don't know.
That?
Wow. Buzz,
I always do it just before fantasy.
Yeah, but this but shut up.
We're not in the studio, though.
Yeah, but you understand that the reason that we play the music from here now is because of the delay. You were all screwed up.
Stop thinking this is your big moment, all right? Yeah. Like, take it down a notch.
Yeah, I might have to cancel Buzz
We might
fantasy.
Have to get rid of the Buzz Fantasy Football.
Yeah, his head's getting too big.
It's over without this week.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, because you're still in the playoffs.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The Twitter, we'll get to that in a second. I might have to delay it and make it shorter. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia. Food and spirits as well. Would you bench Jalen at any point this season or ride it out? 62% ride it out. 38% you would bench him at some point. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. Okay, Buzz. Go ahead.
All right, let's
update on the fantasy football league.
Yeah, we got some big fantasy updates as the regular season wrapped up this week. We'll start with Spike and Ike, neither playing for anything in terms of playoffs.
Pride.
But you're playing for pride. Spike got 43 from Josh Allen, 28 from JSN.
It's tough to overcome. Yeah.
Tony Pollard with 28. Ike got good weeks from Sam Darnold.
Yeah, solid squad. Yeah,
Sam Darnold, Jameson Williams, Dallas Goedert, a few others. But Spike wins 133-122. Spike finishes in seventh place at 6-8. Ike finishes the year in dead last at 4-10.
Wow! Dead last?
That hurts.
He played the game.
You know, I'm proud of how my squad ended the season.
Yeah, I mean, won
a few in a row, I think. I finished winning three in a row.
I mean, more proof last year was a Mickey Mouse run.
It wasn't a Mickey Mouse run. I was hit by injuries this year.
Yeah.
So.
And I still look at my squad, and I'm like, man, that's a good team. Yeah. How did I only win four games this year?
Jalen.
AJ.
Well, I basically didn't have AJ for 8 weeks.
Yeah. Last couple weeks, though, with you out of
it's been good.
Yeah, it's great.
Ever since you said dropping from the fantasy league.
Yeah.
It's been good.
He might have another 1,000-yard season.
I believe he will. You kidding me? You think they're going to stop throwing it to him now?
No. Of course not.
Yes, he'll get that 1,000.
And Tanner's really going to start throwing.
Let's get to this Jack versus Ricky matchup. Couple of playoff teams squaring off in the final week of the regular season. Jack got 37 from Jahmyr Gibbs, 22 from Dak, and just about nothing else. Ricky got 33 from Joe Burrow, 21 from DK Metcalf, 15 from Brock Bowers and Jaylen Warren. Ricky wins 123-104. Jack finishes the regular season 7-7 and the number 5 seed.
Oh, my God. What an embarrassing playoff spot.
Represent for us, kid.
Yeah.
We're peaking at the right time.
Peaking?
I believe in
this
team.
You just lost.
That doesn't matter. I'm basically like, if Jahmyr Gibbs goes off, I'm all right. If he gets bottled up.
Yeah, he does 3 touchdowns every week.
Yeah, I got no shot. I got no shot. But yeah, no, it's going to be the playoffs yet again. 2 years in the league, 2 playoff appearances per usual. I'm a dominant fantantasy football player. Unlike
this is the first year I missed.
Did I have more points than Jack this year, Buzz?
You did, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Love your little points thing.
I think the whole thing is points, not wins and losses. Did I have more points than Jack?
I got to pull up the full standings to check that. I don't think so, but it was closer than it should have been.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah, take it easy. Hope you guys enjoy home.
You're fraud.
Enjoy Cancun.
I'll be rooting for you. Yeah. I'll be rooting for you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do I still have the ability to make moves?
No.
No, you're not making moves.
Is there a loser's bracket?
Oh, yeah, it's a loser bracket.
There is, yes.
I'm definitely winning that.
Okay. Buzz, did Bam make the playoffs?
Bam did not make the playoffs.
Who could have seen that?
Didn't see that one coming.
There it is. You guys are awful.
Other quick takeaways from the week. Dustin got a win over George, 138-47, which clinched a first-round bye and ends the losing streak prior to the postseason. And Marcus lost 116-96 to Derek.
What?
First time all season he scored below 100.
So did he sit his starters? He's just getting ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, I was going to say, he already had the one seed clinch, so he got that bad week out of the way at the right time.
Is there a final regular season power rankings or no?
I have championship odds for you.
Okay, all right, I'd love to hear that. Okay,
and I also have some betting lines for these playoff matchups. So number 1 seed Marcus, number 2 seed Dustin, they get byes. We do reseed, so Marcus will get the lowest seed remaining. Dustin will get the higher seed remaining in the semifinals next week. The first quarterfinal matchup is number 3 Yoshi versus number 6 RC, playing back-to-back weeks here. Yoshi beat RC both times during the regular season. Everyone knows it's hard to beat a team 3 times, of course.
Yes.
RC hasn't broken 100 points in 3 of the last 5 weeks. Meanwhile, Yoshi's been hot down the stretch, so I'm setting the line at Yoshi by 17.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the other quarterfinal, number 4, Ricky versus number 5, Jack. Another week 14 rematch. They split 1-1 during the regular season. The quarterfinal matchup will decide the season series. Jack's team, obviously, incredibly inconsistent. 1 week has 150. The next week, he's barely scoring 90. Meanwhile, Ricky's been a model of consistency. Never the best team in a given week, but that 120 to 130 range seems to be his sweet spot every week. So I think this is a matchup Jack can win if the pendulum swings his favor, but he still deserves to be the underdog. I'm setting the line at Ricky by 10.
I like being the underdog.
Yeah?
My team believes.
Your team stinks.
And Yoshi in there with the second best record.
Well.
I hope Yoshi wins the league. Just for the controversy.
Yeah, just yep.
Well, I want him out. I want him out. I want him out.
He's good for the
Which
league.
Which means he's probably going to win.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And our championship odds really quick. So RC, the sixth seed, he's plus 550. Jack, I'm setting at plus 520. Ricky, plus 475. Yoshi, plus 360 to rejoin for another year. Dustin got that second bye. He's plus 300. And Mark is still the most dominant team, minus 220.
All right. Do you have a personal pick, Buzz, that you think is going to win the league?
I'm the commissioner. I don't make picks. I keep it neutral.
Good answer.
Good, Buzz. Good.
While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. Buzz, are you above the Fantasy Football League commissioner now that you've made two appearances on TV?
I am not above it. The number one pride in any job I have is being the commissioner for your guys' Fantasy League.
And did you have makeup on this morning or no?
I did not have makeup on.
Dude, you got to go get makeup.
Oh, he was on this morning?
Yeah.
I was,
I didn't even know.
7:40 on PHL 17, right?
Oh, I was
correct.
Yeah. Have to see it next time.
I would have watched you.
Well, we'll play it tomorrow and we'll rip it to shreds.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Furry Bruce. Consumer, people forget.
All right.
Shut up.
Furry Bruce, you're on WIP. You know what? Hold on a sec for a sec. Furry Bruce, hang on 1 second. What was Buzz doing singing?
It's like he thinks that it's fantasy time. Like, I got to be, this is my time to show.
Yeah, I was looking around because I thought something was happening here, and then I realized it was Buzz because it was all off time because I screwed up. Yep. I made an error. Yeah.
And he's droning on and on.
And he enjoys singing it.
Yeah. Well, at least he does. Yeah. Hugh does not. All right, Furry Bruce, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today? I got my costume in the closet, and I'm not doing any howling today because I'm pissed off.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
No howling.
Sound like Doug Peterson.
None. I know.
Nope. But that's just been some great commentary. I had so much faith in this team, and I just believe. There were a number of positives that come out last night, like I predicted. The defense showed up, but this thing about this loss was squarely probably more on Jalen's shoulders. And I what you're saying is absolutely correct. You know, you got a lot of Jalen truthers out there, but they have to wake up because what we saw last night was. There was some good schemes. I can't hang this on the OC except for the end when they decided to pass the ball instead of ran. They should have ran the ball in the first place. And this is kind of some of the stuff that's going on, is that the coaching staff is not supporting Jalen and putting pressure on him to do things that he is not necessarily equipped to do. And that's what we saw in this game last night. Jalen, it was poor decision-making, not just only on the interceptions, but how that game ended. If you look at that, he had two options. He had the up option, which was open, or he could have stepped around the lineman and took off and ran the ball.
And just ran.
Kept the clock running. See, a lot of people not talking about that. And situationally, Jalen missed on that opportunity to show that. And instead, he made an illogical pass. And this is just a culmination of things that we're seeing right now, and part of the regression problem with Jalen. And it's just sad to see this because, again, the scheme was good. I'm gonna tell you, we saw on both sides. You know, the one pass that he made. Remember, I think it was like second down and 25. And Jalen threw that pass. It was a 15-yard pass, and he threw not AJ open. I can't remember who was it that caught that ball. Was it Skinny Batman? Smitty. I don't know. But he was running. He was running an in route, and he let the ball go before he even broke in.
It was Smitty.
Phenomenal catch. It was right.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff I've been looking for. He has the capability to do it, but for some odd reason, because Jalen is a system QB, they never prepared the system for the challenges, and they just sat on this dynamic, and they let it go too late, and this is what we're dealing with. And it might be too late for Jalen to evolve as a quarterback now. That's what we're dealing with. That's what I see in a nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, if things don't turn around drastically this year, which none of us expect, it is going to be an interesting offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. From the coordinator to the quarterback to the wide receiver to who they pay on defense, you know, who they don't pay. It's going to be a very interesting offseason.
Yeah.
I know you're pissed off, Freddie Bruce, but can you please howl?
Oh, my God.
Never too pissed off for
I needed
owl.
It, brother. Yeah. I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed it. It makes me feel a little bit better. Man, this year way different than last year for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wait, listen. The Eagles are in danger of ruining the holiday season.
They are.
I mean, not since 23. Now, we know what it's like when this thing starts to spiral out of control and everybody's angry every damn day and the holiday season isn't here. You got Christmas coming up. You got New Year's. Like, they're going to put everybody in a bad mood, man.
Do you think because they won the Super Bowl last year that if it continues to spiral, people around the holidays will just be like, whatever? Or do you think they're going to be mad all the way through it?
No, I think they'll be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Because here's the one thing we do as fans. We're angry initially, and then we find ways to cope.
Yes, like we, 5 years, 150 for Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. Well, listen, we love these teams with all of our fiber. And they're like, they're part of our, they're part of what our daily lives. So we're going to be upset, and then we'll start to cope at some point when it's like, okay, how do we start to fix this thing?
Yeah.
And once the Eagles decide their direction, I think that's when people will start to try to say, well, you know what? Maybe you do this, you do that, and we can be back to where we were. The team is still, they are still relatively young. They got still a lot of young talent. I haven't looked at our free agents coming up this offseason. Certainly isn't the same sort of caliber of free agents we lost last year.
No, it's Reed and N'Kobe.
So,
and Jalen Phillips.
Man, N'Kobe, my goodness.
Oh, he was a monster last night.
Man.
That guy is.
Like, the Eagles got some decisions to make.
Big decisions.
Do you let N'Kobe go? Now, one positive note from last night. Saw more Jahad.
He got out there a little bit.
Yeah, got to see Jahad out there last night a little bit running around. But what do they do at that position? It's so many questions when things don't go well. I don't know. I think everything's on the table except for the coaching.
The head coach. 215-592-9494. Mike in Westmont. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry, take your speaker.
What up, Mike?
Hey. Not much. Been on hold for a little bit, and I've been listening to a lot of callers. I generally feel like it's obvious that like Jalen was horrible last night, right? But I feel like the offense overcorrected, and I think that's ridiculous too. Like we went from a vanilla offense, and now all of a sudden we're going to only pass over the middle. We're going to stop running when running doesn't. When running was working in the first quarter. But I listen to you guys all the time. I listen to the station all the time. And
appreciate that.
You guys know what Schadenfreude is?
Yes.
Huh? What?
Schadenfreude, the German phrase.
Yes.
It means joy in the misery of others.
Yes.
And Ike, I love you. But Spike and Jack, I feel like you are happier with the loss and Jalen failing than you are projecting. Would be winning.
You're projecting.
Well, you're half right.
Yeah, you're half right.
You are projecting because I'm not. At what point today have I sounded happy to you?
No, you've been better today, honestly.
No, it's not just today.
It's not today. It's every week. I listen to you all day.
It's not. And It's not. You know what it is? No, I'm not.
You like Eagles fans. You literally
well, why? Because I tell you something. Here's. You know what, Mike? My job is to tell you what I think, not to tell you what I want to happen, what I think is going on. Unfortunately, sometimes that's
Radio, though. Are we Eagles Radio?
Because you know what?
I hear about Matt Stafford,
Mike,
I hear about Dak Prescott.
Buzz, I'm going to Buzz, pot him down. All right. Buzz hasn't learned that part yet.
I know.
Yeah. I know you think this is Eagles Radio. If you just want happy fan stuff, then I'm sure you could go to the Eagles website and they produce content and you can hear analysis and some happy fan stuff. The truth is that if I don't think a player is good and I don't say it, then I'm not doing my job. I'm not that interesting. I'm not just going to do Eagles chants every day. I'm not.
You should do that one day.
At what point do I sound happy during this? I have not been happy. I go back to the first game they lost, and listen to the show, because I remember we were at Citizens Bank Park, and I specifically said, finally they lost, so everyone can face. I said, the offense sucks. The running game sucks. The passing game sucks. Decision-making sucks. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. You're projecting. Like, you're... I don't know what to tell you. I'm not just going to say everything's good and everything's going to be great because they're the Eagles. It's not what my job is. You could find that somewhere. That's not
my job.
But you're not even like that. Sometimes you're like that, but most times you're not.
Yeah.
Mike, I just don't agree with you. I'm not happy. At no point. And you're saying it's...
I'm not happy.
That's fine. You're not happy. That's fine. Can we just agree that the play calling sucked last night? And
no.
Jalen
no.
sucked last night.
No.
No?
No. And they also didn't stop running like you said they did. The running stopped working.
The running stopped working, and it's easy to say the running stopped working.
They carried the ball, including the couple that got called back, but the plays happened. They carried the ball eight times. They carried the ball eight times. Aside from the 52-yard run, they carried the ball eight times for 1 yard.
Listen, I apologize.
So how are you?
Listen, I apologize because I know I was emotional. But can I make one more point to you guys?
Sure.
And I promise I won't. It won't be crazy or anything.
Yeah.
I've heard over and over, like, and I heard it last year from Jack all the time, and I called about it once, but I didn't get through. And then I heard it again this year. The first one was, if Jalen Carter doesn't make that sack in the Rams game in the Rams game last year, then we don't go to the playoffs, and we don't win the Super Bowl, right? And then this year I hear, if Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis don't make those stops, right, then we don't go, then we don't win that game this year. Right?
Against the Rams. Yes.
Against the Rams. My point is just, we can do that. The phrase, you know, if it were fifth, we'd all be drunk, right?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, but Mike, when I talk about the Jalen, I appreciate the call. When things are good, we'll be positive. When things are bad, I'm not going to be positive. The point I make, and I haven't talked about the Rams game this year. The point I made when I was talking about the Jalen Carter, the only reason I bring up the Jalen Carter sack is when people are talking about how great Jalen was in the playoffs, and I bring up the Green Bay game and the Rams game. He wasn't, but we give him credit for the wins, and that is the issue. Yes, we could do it for tons of games that we win and we lose. I just like, all right, whatever. The text line, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
We're doing pretty good today. That's the only one.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I see a lot of similarities between me and Tanner McKee. Broads watching the game last night.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Is that a shot at Spike?
Can he be better than the starter?
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah,
that is actually very funny.
Thank you.
Well, you're half right, bro. What's next?
Boy, today was a show. Spike on the way home.
We got two of those today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Corey, in between the beeps.
Yeah, Corey, I didn't know. I almost didn't know if that's what it was.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it on Corey. Yeah. He admitted to Jack he lost control a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
We got to get him.
He
the beeps, we got to go back.
He admitted he forgot to turn off the hotspot.
Okay.
He'll be back locked in tomorrow.
We were in such a good place with that.
We were in a great. We gave him a lot of credit.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
What's next?
In other big Jack takes today, in addition to his big revelation that things weren't great on the Eagles' offense, he also said the Phillies really wanted Kyle Schwarber back. Mark in Montco.
So they pay me the big bucks? Insight like that?
Yeah.
Things are not harmonious. Is that a word?
Yeah, on the, harmonious, yeah.
On what? On the offensive side of the ball?
They are not.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That works.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. What's next?
This was the thrill of a lifetime, and I'm humbled just to have been in your company. That caller's response to Spike's merciless bullying.
You did bully that caller.
And then he was nice.
Yeah, he's like, thank you so much for the opportunity to call today.
I felt bad. I felt horrible. I did feel it. Well, he said that Jalen made mistakes because he wanted to win so bad.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
It's a tough one.
What's next?
Do you guys think Donovan is over the T.O. thing? Because I can't tell.
This first thing was about AJ.
He knew it, too, because he started saying it. He said, I don't want to make it all about AJ.
But
some things never die.
I like it, actually. It gives me something to look forward to.
One thing he doesn't care about criticizing you. He's certainly going to point that out.
Yep. What's next?
LOL. Walkie, come over here and get a look at this. It's great. Jack showing Walker Spike's Twitter mentions after a bad Embiid performance.
I'm trying to think back about any time that I've been legitimately happy when something bad happened to a Philly sports team because I was right about it.
Right.
It's only Ben. Huh? It's only Simmons. It's only Ben Simmons.
Well,
when that fell apart, people were so mean to me for the previous 2 years.
Yeah.
That when he passed up that dunk, I'd be lying. First, I was like, what did he just do? And then I got a little smirk.
Yeah. Happy is a little strong.
Yes.
And almost, implies that there's an outward joy that you're displaying. But taking satisfaction, I mean, the Phillies thing last year, you certainly took satisfaction in that.
Well,
not that you were rooting for it.
You know what it is? I like to, every once in a while, because you're wrong so often doing this job.
Yeah.
And people remind you.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Every so often, it feels good to say, oh, I knew what I was talking about a little bit.
Yeah.
That feels nice.
Yeah.
But I would, most of them, aside from Ben Simmons, if it's a bad thing, I would rather be wrong.
I agree.
I would rather be wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very mature of you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it comes with age.
Yeah, I'm still learning.
You'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there one of these days.
So we will be back with you tomorrow for another edition of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Wish there was a live cam in the Fritz household last night.
Yeah. The Jordan Mailata Show is coming up next with me, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jordan, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Cam Jurgens. That'll happen all here from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. And when you look into Jack's house last night, maybe it looked as if he had a couple of those chewables.
Didn't
Blue Chew.
Didn't need them.
Yeah, it didn't need them last night.
No.
I like that you've embraced where you are on this.
It's fine.
Well, there's no point in lying.
Yeah. Nope. Now, people attach it to me, which I've tried to separate myself for the last six or 7 weeks.
You're like Switzerland on Jalen.
Well, not Switzerland. I feel how I feel. In any case, Blue Chew, look, we don't know how to solve the offense problems, but we do know how to solve your problems in the bedroom. And Blue Chew, they can be your offensive coordinator in the bedroom.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
You'll go from having trouble calling plays to being a souped-up offense.
Oh, are you kidding me?
All the motion?
Oh, tons of motion.
Wow.
Chewables from Blue Chew. They're going to solve that. They get you back to maybe where you were 10 years ago. And you know what? If you're a young man, it happens to young men too. Whatever.
Yep.
Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. They're chewables, which is an advantage, which means you can just pop one in there whenever you want. You don't need a drink. Wash it down. Your first month is going to be free. Use code 94 at checkout. Jack's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
He uses all his gambling winnings for it.
There's no such thing.
All you do is you pay for the shipping. It's like $5. No doctor's visits because they don't want you to have to go through that whole annoying process of waiting for the doctor's visits, a weird conversation with the doctor. No, it all happens at BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to wait in line at a pharmacy because they ship it to you.
That's the worst.
Directly in a discreet
hard
package.
And as I mentioned, your first month is free. Code 94 to get your first month free. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, $5 or so, and then you can
chew it and do it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.